Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
216-578-0092 is the number to call. We're going to go and see what Daryl Ryder has to say. Daryl Ryder, of course, brought to us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. D-Man, how are you? You're not the D-Man. You're D-Ride.
I have hunger pains. Last listening to you read that contest.
How can there be room for all that stuff on there?
I know.
All right. Game number two of the exhibition season coming up tonight, 7:30. First of all, give us a weather forecast if you have one. Are we going to be okay?
You might want to bring the rain slicker with you.
The rain slicker.
Thunderstorms are in the forecast. Whether you're going to the ballpark or the stadium, you're probably going to get wet at some point tonight.
Excellent. Sounds great. All right, about 100,000 people
football,
expected.
We call it football weather.
Yeah, I know, but there's baseball involved also at this point of the year. All right, tell me what we expect to see tonight as the Browns take on the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I mean, the biggest storylines, obviously, tonight, the revenge factor for a preseason game. I say that tongue-in-cheek. Corey Coleman makes his long-awaited return after 12 days away with the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor going against his former team. Josh Allen, we'll get to see him tonight. Of course, the Browns snubbed him with the first pick in the draft and took Baker Mayfield instead. So all kinds of bad blood brewing for a meaningless football game.
The bad blood is that the fans who have to pay full price for the tickets.
Pretty much, yes.
That being said, what do we expect to see?
Well, you know, Hugh Jackson wants to take a look at his starters for a little longer than they did last week. They only played two series. The offense only got 8 snaps because they were so efficient against the Giants. Of course, the first series was a 3-and-out, but then they had that 5-play touchdown drive. So, he's going to look at them, I would say, at least through the first quarter, if not into or midway through the second quarter before he goes ahead and puts the twos in along with Baker Mayfield. We'll see Drew Stanton in the fourth quarter to handle the mop-up duty because Hugh wants him to just to get on the field as he has a decision to make what he wants to do with the number two quarterback position. There's quite a bit to watch for tonight, but getting to see the starters out there for a little longer than just two brief series, I think fans will appreciate that.
Daryl, there's a report out that the talks with the Browns and Dez Bryant are over for the day, but they will continue. Do you know anything more about that, or can you confirm that?
Yeah, just, it appears they're done for now, and they're going to, continue to talk about possibly getting something done. What I can tell you, Les, is that the visit went very well from both sides, from what I hear. Dez, very visible in the building. It had lunch in the cafeteria with the employees yesterday. So he I think has to make a decision if he wants to come to Cleveland, if he's willing to accept the role that I'm sure that John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson have laid out for him. The Browns, I think, need to make a determination whether or not his personality will be a fit for this locker room and for this football team, because let's be honest about it, what was said about Dez in Dallas was that, he did like to do a lot of whining and complaining when things weren't going well, either for him or the team. And, of course, the Browns don't need that type of personality injected into this locker room as they try and turn this culture and turn this football team around. So,
Daryl, it seems to me it shouldn't be a surprise that he would be coming to an 0-16 team. That wouldn't surprise him.
Yeah, and you pretty much know what you're walking into, but the difference is this isn't the same 0-16 team. This roster has been almost completely overhauled on both sides of the football. Offensively, skill positions, the secondary is pretty much new. There's been help added to the defensive line and the linebacking core as well. So this is a different football team. And the expectation, and I think the Browns need to be careful when making this known, but the expectation internally is that they're going to win a lot of football games this year. My expectations are if you can win anywhere between 4 and 7, take it, run with it. It was a good year for you.
Yeah,
I've had some people in the organization, Les, that have, scoffed at me when I've had that conversation with them.
That's good to hear. Daryl Ryder is with us. Our Browns beat reporter is brought to us by TEC Communications. 216-575-0403 is the number to call. All right, so we keep talking about the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, and all that stuff. We don't talk much about the running game, which I think is crucial for this team to win some games. And the defense. So let's give me a highlight or two on what you expect from the defense and what you've seen so far.
Well, if they sign Dez Bryant, they don't even need a running game. They just might as well throw it on every down. Because you're talking about Dez Bryant, Josh Gordon, Antonio Callaway.
Yeah, that sounds right, but do you have the right quarterback for that? I mean, Mayfield would be the quarterback for that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think you do because, he's a guy that's rather conservative with the football in the sense that he doesn't turn it over.
Yeah.
And when he throws it, his guys catch it. So, yeah, I'd say you have the right quarterback. But that is one of the things that I listed tonight, Les, was the run game. A little disappointing last week against the Giants, just 50 yards on 33 carries. Nick Chubb really seemed to struggle, 11 yards on 15 carries. But I will give Chubb credit in the sense that I thought he did a real good job in the passing game, picking up blitzes and pass blocking. But as far as the production on the ground, it wasn't there. Now, part of that might have been Chubb's vision. We talked to Freddie Kitchens, the running backs coach, about that. But also, let's be real about it. A lot of it's the offensive line, Les. They're playing still with that makeshift line. J.C. Treader is the only starter from a year ago still playing the same position. That'll be the same case tonight. Spencer Drango, of course, continues to fill in for Kevin Zeitler at right guard, who's out with that calf injury. They hope he'll be back for week one. Joel Bitonio is no longer at left guard. He's at left tackle. They've got a rookie replacing Bitonio at left guard. That's Austin Corbett. And then, of course, they brought Hubbard over from Pittsburgh to play right tackle. So 4 of your 5 offensive linemen right now are all brand new. So there's going to be some hiccups that you're going to have to deal with. I'm not ready to hit the panic button just yet, Les, on the running game. But it is something that I will be keeping an eye on tonight.
Right. It also seems to me that it's going to be a lot more fun watching this team and how many games they will be in this year. I don't know. You put the number to 4 to 7 wins, but I just think they'll be contending in probably double-digit games.
Yeah, I mean, I fully expect this to be a competitive football team this year. There's no question about it. There were games last year, let's be honest about it, where you went into the game, and it wasn't whether or not the Browns were going to win or lose. The question was, how bad was the loss going to be?
Right.
That's not going to be the case this year. As I mentioned, this roster on both sides has been upgraded. They got blue-chip talent. You actually watch practice now, and they look like a competent football team out there. You got guys making plays on both sides of the football. We're seeing stuff from quarterbacks and receivers that we haven't seen maybe ever since 1999. We got back shoulder throws being thrown and caught, one-handed catches, acrobatic plays being made by corners and safeties and linebackers and defensive linemen. So it's a lot of fun to watch this team practice. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun to watch them play on Sundays this fall.
And I think what they've done is they've overcome one of the big mistakes, and there have been so many big mistakes in the 20 years the Browns have been back, or however many that is. But letting Hugh Jackson call his own plays and be the offensive coordinator 2 years ago when he signed on was one of the biggest mistakes ever. And it looks like Todd Haley, if for nothing, no other reason, is going to shake this thing up, and stuff is going to happen from all over the field.
Well, let's be honest about it. That never goes well. Pat Shurmur did the same thing, his first year when he decided he was going to call the plays, and then he went ahead and hired Brad Childress in that second year. Head coaches here calling their own plays out of the gate never seems to go well. It never ends well either.
All right, Daryl, enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully you've got some good news, not necessarily win or loss, but just showing us some stuff that we can look forward to when the real stuff begins.
Yep, you got it.
All right, Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.